today on Annenberg Radio News.
And I really appreciate the American public taking, you know, having pride in American soldiers and letting us do our job, having faith in us.
As the country honors its soldiers, many of them return the favor. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, November 11th. I'm Brian Frank. Today is Veterans Day. All across the nation and here in Los Angeles, people gathered to remember the people who have served in the armed forces. The holiday means different things to different people. We have several reports on today's observances. We begin with Harmony Apel at the Veterans Complex in Carson.
It is a slice of American pie. The high school band marches slightly out of tune. The local beauty queen poses for pictures with little girls. But if anyone forgot what all the celebration was about today, they were quickly reminded.
We can never, ever forget those veterans.
That was John Harden. He served as a medical foreman in Vietnam from 1966 to 1969. For him, today's celebration brings healing.
The Vietnam vets, we have a wall now, but we remember when we were going over being spit at and coming back and being spit at and called baby killers. So to see how things have changed for our current vets makes the spit worthwhile.
Lula Gooden is from Carson. She signed up for the Vietnam War as soon as she was 18. At that time, women couldn't serve in combat and only held clerical and nursing positions.
Now, women can do anything that the men can. And it's just beautiful. It just warmed my heart.
Among the hundreds of World War II, Korean, Vietnam, and Gulf War veterans are many young people here to honor the day with their families. Janae and Janelle are sisters here with their great-grandfather who served in World War II.
Veterans Day means like you're celebrating the military or the army.
Veterans Day means they're trying to see how much they like how the army feels.
The girls wear matching red, white, and blue sweaters. They laugh and swing their mini American flags as they say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
They may not know what their great-grandfather went through, but they know today is a happy day.
One nation under God.
Harmony Apel, Annenberg Radio News.
Justice for all.
A group of veterans and
I'm Erica Schultz reporting from Forest Lawn Cemetery in the Hollywood Hills. Hundreds of people gathered together this morning to honor the 50 million men and women who have served in the military. Charles Ebner, Deputy Commanding General of the 63rd Regional Readiness Command, expressed his gratitude to the veterans.
Whether they served in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, or Coast Guard, we owe them a debt of gratitude we can never repay. Without our veterans, there would be no United States of America.
The event at Forest Lawn featured an aerial performance by the Golden Star skydiving team, as well as presentations by various divisions of the armed forces. Steve Harness served in the U.S. Army for 30 years. He has been doing war reenactments for the past three decades.
Through reenacting, they can see that it was not easy being a soldier in the past, and hopefully they can understand it's not easy being a soldier today. And it's important to present that to people because they're so divorced from the military today.
Harness served in Bosnia and was not involved in hand-to-hand combat. He says the nation owes a great debt to those men and women who were. Erica Schultz, Annenberg Radio News.
A group of veterans and volunteers erected a temporary cemetery today in Santa Monica to honor fallen soldiers and to call for an end to the Iraq War. Hannah Kim has the story.
More than 4,000 crosses, crescents, and stars of David are planted into the sands at Santa Monica Beach, adjacent to the world-famous Santa Monica Pier. Each symbol represents a soldier who has died in the invasion and occupation of Iraq. Early this morning, members of Veterans for Peace created Arlington West, a temporary memorial to honor the soldiers' lives and sacrifice. It is usually held every Sunday, but was recreated today to commemorate Veterans Day. Michael Lindley is the president of Veterans for Peace and a Vietnam War veteran.
The number one reason is to honor the soldiers, the young men and women who died in Iraq. Another reason is to show what the cost of war is all about.
Members of Veterans for Peace also walked up the hill to Santa Monica Veterans Memorial in Palisades Park. The group spoke about Arlington West and held an open mic session. But some people said the group had interrupted veterans who had been reflecting at the city's memorial.
And they came here to recognize this day as a memorial for veterans, not as a platform for political speeches.
But back at Arlington West, many visitors say they believe the memorial is important. Terry Saunders of Eagle Rock had been to the beach memorial several times before. Today, he brought his daughter for the first time.
I'm going to bring her here every year to remind her that, you know, it's senseless and each one of these cross represents a life.
Arlington West will be up until sunset tonight. Hannah Kim, Annenberg Radio News.
A nonpartisan budget analyst is warning that California's deficit will balloon to $28 million by mid-2010 if legislators don't pounce on the problem quickly. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's proposed a 1.5-cent sales tax increase and $4.4 billion in cuts to close the deficit. The legislative analyst's office supports the proposals, but says the state needs even more revenue. One way to do so would be to raise the vehicle licensing fees that Schwarzenegger lowered in 2003. Advocacy groups demonstrated outside the state building today to protest budget cuts that could hurt veterans. Scott Schlesinger has the story.
One of the governor's proposals to fix the budget deficit is to cut funding to programs which provide care to disabled Californians. One of the programs on the chopping block is the In-Home Supportive Services Program. It provides home care for low-income people with disabilities, many of them are veterans. Steve Melman of the United Domestic Workers of America argues the measure will move low-income people into more expensive care facilities.
So we're talking basically something that will cost 6 times more for the state and for the taxpayers, you know, than the current In-Home Supportive Services Program. And we think that that makes no sense.
78% of residents who receive in-home supportive services also get money from the Supplemental Security Income and the State Supplementary Program. The governor has also proposed to cut these programs which provide funding for people with disabilities. Governor Schwarzenegger says the cutbacks to programs for the disabled would save the government almost $349 million. The governor's office was closed today because of Veterans Day. Scott Schlesinger, Annenberg Radio News.
Three environmental groups are suing the Federal Maritime Commission for violating the Clean Truck Program at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. The lawsuit stems from the commission's attempt to get a court order to avoid replacing about 18,000 non-compliant trucks. The commission claims the Clean Truck Program will reduce competition. It also says it will either increase transportation costs or reduce service at the port. Get ready for some chilly temperatures at night and sunny, warm daytime highs this week. We will continue to see temperatures increase to the upper 80s for the rest of the week. Later on Annenberg Radio News, serving steaks to the homeless who serve the country. Millions of Southern Californians would be trying to turn the region into a disaster area later this week. Ed Cohen explains.
If all goes well, more than 5 million people will be crawling under tables and hanging on as if for dear life at 10 a.m. That's when the Great Southern California Shakeout, billed as the largest earthquake drill in U.S. history, is scheduled to begin. For 2 minutes, the participants, mostly students and school employees, will be pretending they're experiencing a 7.8 magnitude quake. Mark Benthian of the Southern California Earthquake Center.
We have not had an earthquake like that in our history in Southern California. The last one was in 1680. Most of us have a memory of the Northridge earthquake, but that earthquake is 50 times smaller than the type of earthquake we're talking about here.
In a teleconference earlier today, California Insurance Commissioner Steve Poizner said one goal of the drill is to raise awareness of the need for earthquake insurance. Only 14% of Southern California households have the insurance.
Some people don't buy earthquake insurance because they feel that the federal government will swoop in after every earthquake and just bail them out, and that's just not the case.
Poizner says such federal assistance requires that the president declare a national emergency, and it would provide a relatively small amount of aid. On the other hand, earthquake insurance can cost less than auto insurance. Poizner said premiums vary depending on location. He gave these examples for a $350,000 home built in 1996. In Anaheim, the monthly rate would be $37. In Woodland Hills, $53. In Riverside, $54. In San Bernardino, $87. And in San Diego, $12. The insurance commissioner said it's a wise investment.
There could be no more important investment that you can make other than putting the insurance in place to protect you in case, not in case, you know, when the big one occurs. I mean, we know the U.S. Geological Survey, they tell us that there's well over a 90% chance of a really big earthquake in Southern California in the next 30 years. We know it's coming.
If you want to register to participate in the earthquake drill, there's still time. Go to www.shakeout.org. Ed Cohen, Annenberg Radio News.
The earthquake drill will be held this Thursday. The Single Room Occupancy Housing Corporation hosted a lunch this morning for veterans living on Skid Row. Dan Benz reports from the James Wood Community Center.
When you think of Skid Row, celebration usually isn't the first word that pops into your head. But veterans in the community gathered this morning for a party in their honor.
And I'm very, very, very proud to be an American, especially after this last election.
Robert Trombley is a Vietnam veteran.
The future is bright. The young people that are voting today and that are interested in public service and also in establishing a good family and doing the right thing, I think we have a very optimistic future, all of us on this planet Earth.
The luncheon gave Trombley and others a chance to catch up with friends, enjoy a free meal, and just feel honored for a day. There were raffles, bingo, and even a flying cash grab booth. Vietnam veteran Jerry Barnes won the chance to spend 20 seconds in the booth and snagged $126.
Stuff kept blowing away, and something said, just bend down and push it all together in your hand and crunch it up. That's what I did. Came out pretty good.
It was also a celebration for the Skid Row community. Anita Nelson is executive director of the Single Room Occupancy Housing Corporation.
People always associate Skid Row with drug addicts and mentally ill, but they forget about, you know, veterans who left one way and who came back very different.
Anita and SRO Housing are dedicated to making a positive difference for veterans and other Skid Row residents by building a supportive community. Dan Bentz, Annenberg Radio News.
Today I spoke with two Iraq War veterans who work here at USC to hear their reflections on Veterans Day and what they faced coming home. Major Jim Wise and Captain Nicholas Goshen are both Army officers with the ROTC program at USC.
Basically, it's what it means to be a veteran in any military field, or especially in the U.S. Army, is just that you've actually served within the United States Army, whether that's National Guard, Reserves, or active duty. You do not have to do any kind of overseas deployment to be considered a veteran.
What are the services for veterans? Is there enough being done to support veterans when they get back?
Well, my experience with the Veterans Affairs, I don't know how it is for other people, but I've been pretty impressed with the services that Veteran Affairs has provided and just how proactive they are, you know, with the services they have available.
Captain Goshen, you also served in the Iraqi campaign?
Correct.
And I wondered, what were your experiences when you returned?
Pretty much mine are similar. Luckily, I didn't come back with any major medical issues, and any ones that I did have, I've gotten treatment for. My wife and I have been treated absolutely great since my return, and been a pleasure for us to be here and living in Los Angeles working at USC. It really has been a great experience.
Lately, there's been a lot of hurt financially and with the mortgage crisis. I wonder if what impact that might be having on the veterans community.
The Army's pretty good about providing housing allowance and housing allowance here in Los Angeles is pretty substantial depending on your rank. It just really depends on where you live. So I think times are tough for everybody, military included, but it all comes down. We do a lot in the Army to make sure that our younger soldiers understand finances and budgeting. We have classes so they don't get caught up or fall behind in financial areas.
Captain Goshen, you said you're actually a student at USC, correct?
At Annenberg School of Communications.
So what are your plans after you graduate?
It's very interesting, and your issue about the financial crisis actually hits home with me. The Army paid for my schooling just like the cadets here at USC, and I'm considering getting in out of the Army right now, and it's very scary to think about having to go out and find a job, and I'm really blessed to have the opportunity to come here and get an education at Annenberg and hopefully find a job once I get out.
Okay. We've been speaking with Major Jim Wise and Captain Nicholas Goshen, two Army officers with the ROTC program at USC, and also Iraqi campaign veterans. Thank you for joining me, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
This year's Veterans Day comes in the midst of two wars, and right after a new president was elected on a platform of change. We sent Britt Thorson out to talk to people about how the United States treats those who have fought for their country.
The world we live in kind of doesn't, like, give them the respect they need. Like, I saw this one guy who was, like, homeless, eating, like, ketchup, and I just started talking to him. He's like, yeah, I served in two wars, and, like, the county isn't giving me aid anymore, and this is what I have to eat. And I was like, wow, that's, like, no respect at all.
I don't think it's just the veterans. I think it's anyone of that generation isn't getting the Medicare, the Medicaid that they need, just because of our economy and what's going on now and what has been going on for the past couple of decades.
I think there's a lot of stuff that can be improved, you know, with the VA and just, you know, helping them get back when they come back from war and stuff. But, I mean, I don't think it's completely horrible.
I don't think we've had a large-scale enough war to, like, because, like, we're not a generation of veterans. But I think with Iraq, you have plenty of people that, like, I don't know, like, respect our soldiers or, like, support our troops. So I think there's more extent, like, we support our troops when they're in war, but I don't know as much about veterans.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing for a bailout of the auto industry after weak financial reports from Ford and GM. Pelosi said the failure of the automakers could be devastating to an economy that's already taken a beating. The speaker backed legislation that would allocate some of the $700 billion bailout bill that passed last month. The financial assistance will be discussed in a post-election session of Congress. A Victoria's Secret customer has filed a lawsuit against the retail chain. Roberta Ritter accuses the company of manufacturing bras that caused rashes, hives, and even permanent scarring. In an interview with ABC News, Ritter complained the bras gave her hot and itchy welts. Ritter's lawyers say tests show a similar bra contained formaldehyde. A spokesperson from Victoria's Secret says the company is looking into the complaints. Ritter's lawyers have claimed a dozen more complaints have come in. Now we check in with Kirsten Benson to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much. Well, today on Annenberg TV News, we take a look at Veterans Day with expanded coverage. We went to the longest-running annual Veterans Day event in Los Angeles. And more bad economy news. Retail sales are slow, and we're going to take a look at how stores are responding as the holidays approach. Plus, you can't miss Meet with Pete. Beloved Pete Carroll speaks to us in an exclusive interview, and our weather anchor, Lizzie Mitri, shows audiences how to make a special recipe.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Thank you.
Veterans coming home often have many things on their minds. How will they adjust? Where will they work? Where will they live? One local organization helps vets cope with these problems, along with another. How to express themselves through art. Visit www.annenbergradio.org to hear my interview with Keith Jeffries of the Los Angeles Veterans Artists Alliance. That's it for this Tuesday. We had help today from Denise Langiltoti and Natasha Yashar. Jean-Luc Renault is our producer. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Brian Frank.